This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Speakers, publishers, consultants, coaches, and info marketers unite. The Speaking of Wealth show is your roadmap to success and significance. Learn the latest tools, technologies, and tactics to get more bookings, sell more products, and attract more clients. If you're looking to increase your direct response sales, create a big-time personal brand, and become the go-to guru, the Speaking of Wealth show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Allison Kugel to the show. She is the co-creator of the UPitch mobile app, which is a very interesting, possibly disruptive publicity and PR technology. She's also a journalist, and she's been around the PR business for quite a while. So it's a pleasure to have her on the show. Allison, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about your background, and let's just dive in and talk about some of the ways that people can get publicity for their business or their cause or whatever it is they wish to gain visibility for.
Sure. Well, I've been in the public relations industry for a little over a decade. I started off as a one-person shop for many years. And at the same time, just coincidentally, I happened to have a client who was an online newswire, and I found myself being an editor for their newswire. And during the course of that time, when they were my client, I actually did about 200 celebrity and political interviews for them, which ended up going into syndication. So, you know, while I was plodding along in public relations, I also wound up by default being a journalist for a little over 8 years. So it gave me a really wide scope because it allowed me to see, you know, as a journalist, as somebody who was acting as a senior editor for a major online property, what I was looking for in the way of pitches. And then also myself with my PR firm, I've kind of refined my own skills over the last decade of how to pitch various different clients in different industries to the media.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good. So what can people do to be more effective with this? I mean, everybody in business wants to get publicity, you know, the good kind, of course.
Right.
you know, they want to get the word out. What makes someone interesting to journalists and reporters?
Well, I can tell you that with my team, what we do is when we first get a client, we speak to them and we interview them, but what we do is we kind of extract the juice from their story. So if we're dealing with a client, we'll interview them about their backstory, about their product or service, about their company. And then as the publicist, it's our job to find what makes them different, what kind of gap they're filling in the market, what's unique about their product or service, or maybe it's a product or service that's been around for a long time, but they have a unique way of entering the marketplace. Or they have a really great human interest story. And what people have to do is they kind of have to ask themselves those questions. So if you're working on a budget and you don't have a PR firm as part of your team, you need to kind of sit down maybe with your coworkers with just a pad and pen and say, okay, you know, what is it that we're bringing to market here that our competitors aren't? Or, you know, maybe we're doing it in a way that's never been done before, because that's essentially the story. That's the story angle. And that's what you want to use to get some doors opened in the media. And it's also important to understand that I've yet to have a client where they only fit in one media category. So whatever the business or organization or cause is, it generally fits more than one media category. So you have to be flexible in your approach. So, you know, for instance, if it is maybe if it's a particular nonprofit organization, then it would be under, you know, nonprofit and charitable media. If it's for a particular disease, then it would also be for, you know, that particular ailment. If there's a great human interest story behind the founders of the charitable organization, then you would take that human interest story and pump that up and then, you know, go into some more human interest or broad news media. So you really have to, it's learning how to think like a publicist, and it's learning how to take all of your information and condense it down to the highlight reel that journalists are going to be able to look at quickly and say, okay, I can see a story here.
Yeah. Okay. So give us some examples of that and how someone who maybe doesn't think they're newsworthy can rethink that and pitch themselves in a newsworthy fashion.
Well, I mean, we've had quite a few interesting case studies over the years. One that I think is really quite interesting that we had recently was we were representing this organization that does singles parties, kind of like nightclub parties all around the country in major cities every Christmas Eve for Jewish singles. And it's called the Matzah Ball. It's been about 28 years now. And what we found interesting about it was, you know, we had to find a way to appeal not only to, you know, if you're dealing with the market of New York and Los Angeles, it's very easy to appeal to, you know, maybe a minority demographic that congregates in larger cities. But we had to find ways to get people there in the Carolinas and places, you know, parts of Texas where maybe you don't necessarily have a huge Jewish population. So we used the human interest angle of the fact that here was a guy who one Christmas Eve in his hometown, he didn't have anything to do. So he decided to invite a bunch of friends and acquaintances to a bar. And that's where he actually met his wife. And not only did he meet his wife doing it, but now there are thousands of these parties all over the country and thousands of people have met their spouses on Christmas Eve at these Jewish singles events. And now 20 some odd years later, their kids were now going to these singles events. So, you know, we were able to use that human interest angle to get a lot of coverage.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, someone listening to that will say, well, that happened so long ago, and now it's such a big, long-standing thing, right? Say someone's starting a new business. They're a startup. Mm-hmm. You're a startup, for example.
Yeah.
Right? And you're with your app. What can, you know, someone who is a, I don't know, you know, a life coach or they've written a book on how to do this, that, or the other thing. What do they do? I don't know. I'm just sort of wanting to be the skeptic here. So pardon me for doing that, because I think a lot of people hear a story like that and they're saying, well, look, you know, they got publicity so long ago and they've been able to build on it. And that was when reporters weren't so inundated with story ideas and pitches. And, you know, it's different now, right?
I guess you could say that it is. You know, my feeling is PR, you kind of have to, it's sort of a survivalist mentality. You kind of have to do what you have to do to get your foot in the door. And here's what I mean by that. We've had situations where we've had self-published authors or people who are looking to break into the media as a personality or expert of sorts. And sometimes we would take the most sensationalistic angle. And I know that it's a funny thing because people want to take the high road. They want to say, well, I want to be appreciated and recognized for my talent or my ability or, you know, something really good that I have to offer. But sometimes what we have to do as publicists and sometimes the way other people have to think is, you know, what's going to make a splash and get my foot in the door? So, you know, for instance, we had a young lady about a year ago who, you know, she came to us and she said, you know, right now I am a dentist of all things, and I want to get into the media. I want to become a blogger. I want to become a media personality. I want to get into the press. And she said, not too long ago, I auditioned to be on The Bachelorette, and I actually made it into the finals, but I'm an African-American woman, and I actually turned it down because I thought about it and I thought, I don't want to be that person who gets on as the minority and who's kicked off in the first or second round because the guy really has no interest in getting to know me. So we actually decided to bill her as the first Black Bachelorette. We basically embarked her on this campaign of trying to implore ABC and the producers of The Bachelor and Bachelorette to make her the first Black Bachelorette. And, you know, because it was so sensational and because it was somewhat controversial and provocative, we wound up getting her on, you know, a national morning show, a two-part segment on the Hallmark Channel. We got her to be an ongoing contributor for the Huffington Post. We got her covered by major blogs.
All right. So you got a lot of coverage. Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. So here's my, I'm going to be the skeptic once again, or the devil's advocate. The media will usually bend over backwards to help minorities. That's just something we see that's very PC in the media, of course. You know, that was a really unique thing. But what's unique about that person you were describing a moment ago that, you know, wrote a book on something or that type of thing? You know, I mean, just trying out and getting into or getting accepted by one of those shows is publicity worthy on its own, probably, right? Yeah. And not everybody, very few people do that kind of stuff, right?
You know, I could give you so many different case studies, but really every PR campaign is its own animal. You know, we have certain startups where, you know, we have a guy in the South, he's down in Atlanta, he started a beauty company, natural beauty products, but that's a dime a dozen. Okay. But we had the notion to, and I've done this before, where, you know, we strategically, we kind of follow trends of what certain celebrities like based on what they say in the media. So part of our job is to literally study what celebrities like. So if somebody mentions that they have a favorite color or a favorite fragrance or a favorite type of product that they like, we take note of that and we might strategically gift that person and say, hey, you know, if you like it, would you mind tweeting about it or would you mind Facebooking it? And we were able to get Kerry Washington, who is the star of Scandal, to Instagram and tweet about her love of these natural pet products. Now, again, this is a startup. You know, there's a million different beauty companies out there trying to make a name for themselves. But we were able to leverage that and get the product into Us Weekly and in Style Magazine. And now it's the Wendy Williams Show is looking at it. And it's a snowball effect. It's all about getting your foot in the door.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree that it is a snowball effect, but it's that the hard part is taking off. You know, it's just like a spacecraft. When it takes off, it uses all its fuel to break out of Earth orbit. Once you're on the train, things get much easier. Hopefully, you know, you just got to be media trained and savvy and so forth and go with that momentum. But to get that momentum going, that's the tough part. I'm sure you would agree.
Once the train is going, then it's a lot about picking and choosing wisely what you say yes to and why, and, you know, and kind of how you handle and cultivate the image that you've begun creating.
Tell us about that. And I want to make sure I ask you, because this relates to your app as well, and we'll talk about that. But I want to make sure I ask you the question of, can people do this themselves, or do they need a public relations person or firm? But tell us about what you were saying about handling, managing the image, and do you not want to accept every opportunity?
You don't necessarily want to accept every opportunity. And the reason why is because, you know, you need to get to know different journalists, what they're about, what type of, for lack of a better word, you know, what their shtick is. It happens a lot when you're dealing actually with radio, traditional broadcast radio, where you have personalities, you know, so to speak. And if one guy's, you know, like, for instance, this is a very well-known example, but everybody knows what they're in for when they go on the Howard Stern Show, right? So kind of a situation like that where, you know, I have had, you know, you learn by trial and error. It's like anything else. We've all had our missteps. And there were times in the past where I would put a client on a very, you know, highly rated, let's say, radio program or something like that. And, you know, only to find out that the host was extremely antagonistic and their agenda was to engage in a very heated debate. And that's not necessarily what we wanted at that particular time in the PR campaign. Or, you know, maybe the person has already achieved a certain level of press in the print media where they've gotten into, let's say, Vogue magazine. So then maybe they don't want to do something with one of the weekly tabloids like Life and Style because they want to keep getting more of the higher echelon fashion magazines to keep picking up on them. So because there's a thing in media, there are certain prejudices. And sometimes if you've been covered by this person, then you can't get covered by that person. We've even had situations where there are different publications that are in direct competition with each other. Like we had a fitness client who they did an entire print story and video story on her for women's health. She desperately wanted to be in Cosmopolitan magazine. Cosmopolitan magazine wanted her, but when they saw the piece in Women's Health, they said, well, there are direct competition, so now we're going to pass. And she said to us, well, you know, if I had my first choice, I really would have rather have chosen Cosmo. So, I mean, we didn't know that. So that was something that she kind of told us afterwards. But you really have to know exactly what your goals are. And sometimes, unfortunately, you do have to pass on certain things.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your app and how it works and what's disruptive.
Well, here's the thing. We originally got the notion for the app for the startup company or person with limited resources who wanted exposure in the media and can't afford to pay retainer fees every month or can't afford to pay the ridiculous fees that are often involved in press release distribution. And my partner and I were sitting around one day and we said, you know, there's got to be a self-service platform. Because, you know, so many people call our PR firm on a, you know, we're constantly getting phone calls and people say, I need PR. And we say, okay. Well,
let me just move that ahead a little bit in the interest of time. There's a lot of self-service platforms out there now. What is unique about yours? And yours is unique. It's Tinder-esque. Yeah. If you've heard of the app Tinder, that is the dating app that is making a lot of splashes, that's a pretty unique idea. So tell us what someone does. I mean, you know, our listeners know about self-service PR outlets and so forth. So talk specifically about yours.
Well, here's the thing. There's some important points to make. Number one, only 30-some-odd% of journalists now regularly look at press releases. Number two, they're extremely expensive, especially once you add in extra wording and you add in different types of media like video and pictures and things like that. And very often people are left frustrated because they could spend anywhere from $3,000 to $1,500 and the phone doesn't ring. The other thing is that, you know, someone who doesn't have a publicist doesn't necessarily even know which journalist to contact or how to get in touch with them. And they also don't know necessarily how to craft a pitch. So what we've done is we've solved all those problems. So what's going to happen now is you're somebody who's a startup, you're looking for PR. You're going to simply log in using LinkedIn, which is going to import all of your professional information into the app. And we made a preset template to make putting together a pitch extremely easy. So we have a place where you put in your title, your summary, just a very simple 400 character pitch. So kind of levels the playing field for everybody. And you get up to 5 images and it's completely free. You can have up to 1 live pitch on the app at any given time, 100% free. Now, the good thing about this is that when a journalist logs into that app, they're taking an action of logging into the app specifically for the purpose of searching for stories. Number two, they're using filters to search for stories in the industry that you've pitched your story in, if it's a journalist that's covering your subject matter. The next part of it is it's not getting lost somewhere in cyberspace. It's going directly to that journalist's phone, and it's guaranteed to be seen because as that journalist is swiping in their media category, every single pitch that is on the app in that media category will appear on that screen as they're swiping.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you've got to get the journalists to be there. You've got to get their eyes there. It's probably easier to get the consumers, but the journalists, you know.
We already have 500 journalists signed up to be notified when the app is available for download, and we've only been doing outreach for about 2 weeks now. So we already have journalists from, ready? The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Chicago Tribune, USA Today, Men's Health, Cosmopolitan Magazine, Ask Men, She Knows, Condé Nast Traveler. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Okay, so you've got a good list there. It sounds great. Yeah, yeah. How much does it cost?
The app is completely free. You can have 1 live pitch on the app at any given time, 100% free.
And then you go from there, you pay for additional pitches,
but chances are a startup is not really going to need to pitch more than 1 story per month.
Right. Okay, good. Good stuff. Tell people where they can find out about the app and any more information about you or your firm.
To sign up to be notified when the app is available for download, you go to upitchapp.com. So it's just the letter U, the word pitch, app.com, upitchapp.com. You fill out just your first name, last name, your organization's name, and your email address, and you'll be added to our opt-in database. It will be launching for all iOS platforms, iPhone, iPad, iPad mini at the end of May, and then Android in July. And then we're actually even going to be doing it for Windows starting in the fall because we want to really capture everybody. And our PR firm is Full Scale Media. So it's fullscalemedia.com.
Full Scale Media. Great. Good stuff. Hey, where are you located?
We are in New York.
Great. Any closing thoughts on getting PR, publicity, final thoughts you want to leave?
Basically that we wanted to make what we're able to do accessible for everybody. We wanted to make the opportunity for media exposure easy and accessible and user-friendly for everybody. And I think that we're going to accomplish that.
Good stuff. Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.